This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to start today by taking our good news where we can get it. This being Thursday, regular listeners among you will know we got news of first-time claims for unemployment benefits this very morning. 657,000 people filed the paperwork last week. Still a whole lot, yes, but well down from last week and the lowest in a year. So that is to be celebrated. More people are getting their shots and more businesses are opening up. But to make a slightly awkward turn to the negative here, that does not mean everything is suddenly all sunshine and light for business owners, you know. As Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, for restaurants in particular, hiring is the new hurdle.
Looking for a restaurant job in Chicago? Mario Ponce's been hiring.
So we went from two cooks and a manager to three cooks, a dishwasher, managers, supervisor, bartenders, at least four servers, like overnight.
Ponce owns Taquito, a trio of Latin American restaurants. He called his old staff members to come back, but many of them had left the industry or left Chicago. For the first time ever, he's using a hiring consultant, like hospitality recruiter Patrice Rice.
So we signed a client yesterday. They need 100 managers. I mean, that's how bad it is right now.
Rice works with national brands like Applebee's and Olive Garden, and she says her phone rings every time a state eases restrictions. Even though everyone knew this moment was coming, they couldn't really prepare for it.
Some of these companies have kind of kept their managers warm, but as the dates got pushed back, people could not continue to wait.
Turnover is normal in hospitality, but business owners say this is a different beast. Chad Wagman owns Chesapeake Grill and Deli in Maryland. He says the applicant pool has changed.
I've gotten sophomores and juniors in high school almost exclusively.
He's used to hiring inexperienced workers, but not all at once.
It certainly slows down the kitchen a little bit.
Thankfully, he says customers have been pretty patient. They're probably just happy to eat his crab cakes in person again. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.